thoughts and what exactly they want to do.
And so are they kind of approaching it in a different way or thinking of, I don't know, is there a hybrid answer to a holiday party? I'm not sure there is.
Some companies are doing both. You know, they're offering an in-person option as well as a virtual option, which they're all well-versed in at this point. It seems like a lot of the parties will be smaller groups. Maybe just departments are going to host a party instead of, you know, the whole shebang. Some will require vaccines, make it 100%, you know, vaccinated. There's just a lot of different options that people are taking. I just got off the phone with one company that was telling me that they're out in Niles and they typically go to a restaurant or there's a brewery down the street, but they actually are working on expanding into a building next door, but it's unfinished because of all the supply chain issues. Construction has been delayed. So they're going to use that for their holiday party and just kind of have a big like gathering in the warehouse where there's a lot of space and, you know, people can social distance or wear their masks and they can bring a caterer and it can grill and all that kind of stuff. So you're seeing people get really creative. The other thing is that, you know, since most people still aren't going in every day of the week to the office, it's expanded the search location for where these parties can be held. So I talked to a couple of restaurant operators that have, you know, they've got restaurants downtown, but also out in the neighborhoods. And they're hearing, you know, from a bunch of different people, much more interest in those neighborhood spots this year, just because, you know, the location doesn't have to be downtown like it used to be.
I suppose one could argue, you know, why, if there's so many questions, why bother this year? Why not just kick it down the road another year? Why do companies feel like it's important to do that this year?
Yeah, that's a great question. There's a few reasons. So first of all, we are in the middle of a really tight labor market that's impacting almost every industry. So competition for talent is super high, and these companies want to make sure that they're giving their workers something exciting to cling to, you know, so they don't leave. It's like,